Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, another good week for the market as inflation wanes a little bit and no bank contagion, at least not yet. The Dow Jones was up 3.2% for the week, S&P up 3.5%, NASDAQ up 3.4%, and year-to-date we're almost up 17%. Nice. The MSCI International Index up 3.3%, year-to-date looking at 4.5% up. And the 10-year Treasury dropped a little bit at 3.47, oil at $75 a barrel, and bonds year-to-date up 2.7%. So right now it is challenging. There are two camps that are setting up, and those would be the bulls and the bears. So today let's talk about them and see what I think. After all, that's what you're here for. So if you're a bull in this market, you must believe, first of all, that there is no banking crisis. The Fed's programs are stopping the crisis, and Silicon Valley Bank is not the next Countrywide. Second, you think the Fed's going to cut rates by year end. The failure of SVB and friends did what nothing else could, i.e. it forced the Fed to pivot. And that pivot and rate cuts will lead to better economic growth and buoyant asset prices. Third, you think inflation's going to keep going down. Realistically, it's not going to get to 2%, but the banking crisis will put enough pressure on the economy to cool inflation, and it'll get close enough to allow the Fed to cut rates. Fourth, economic growth will stay resilient. With the Fed finally pivoting, the economy still strong and labor market still tight, the Fed will pull off a soft landing. And last, earnings don't drop. This quarter will be the last one where analysts focus on 2023 expected S&P earnings. And then next, we're going to start switching to 2024, where we're looking for $240. And so we should maintain these stock prices. That's if you're a bull. And if you're in that camp, here's what you think is going to outperform. And here's where you'd want your portfolio invested. First, you want lower rates. This, of course, be driven by the Fed cuts. Slower, but not materially contracting growth and stable earnings. This is the same environment we've had since the whole banking crisis began around March 7th. Broadly speaking, that means you want to allocate to growth-oriented sectors because those are going to outperform on your lower yields. And you're going to search for stable cash flow and higher yields because as yields fall, your bonds with longer duration will do better. So the best performing sectors in that environment are tech, communications, utilities, consumer staples, and growth. And in the fixed income space, you're going to be, like I said, longer dated bonds because those will outperform shorter dated bonds as rates start to come down. We've been talking about this for a while. Now, if you're a bear, bad breath. There is a banking crisis. That's what you believe. There's a banking crisis, and SVB is the next Countrywide, and the fallout from this will be felt in the coming months. That's only going to put additional pressure on an economy that was already going to hit a wall because of rate hikes. Second, the Fed will not cut rates by year end. The Dove's dreams of a pivot were wrong for over a year, and while the bank stress may have achieved it, it's still a long way from cutting rates, especially with inflation that's still sticking around. Third, inflation will continue to come down, but very slowly. And inflation is the key, because if it does not fall, then the Fed is in a bind because it can't help growth with greater than 5% CPI. So that leaves market with a what we call a put, which is a option, pressure, which could force it to go lower. Also, economic growth. You believe that economic growth will not stay resilient. The full impact of these Fed rate hikes is just now being felt. And these announced layoffs that we've been hearing about, well, that's just the beginning. And the labor market's going to soften and the economy will hit that brick wall and we'll have a recession. Fifth, earnings won't hold up. The resilience of corporate America must be respected, but these companies aren't operating in a recessionary environment anymore. And so as the economy slows, earnings will drop. So what do you want to own if you're the bear? Well, for a guide as what to outperform here, I want to look at market internals from January jobs report till March 7th. That was a period defined by higher yields, sticky inflation, and rising recession worries. And what outperformed during that period should offer you a guide as to what works in that environment. Not surprisingly, virtually everything except short-term bonds registered a negative return over this period, and the sectors that lost the least were energy, industrials, and consumer staples. These sectors lagged over the period of time that we were talking about, and REITs got hammered. And with REITs, I want to talk a little bit about that right now. An area of concern right now for me is the commercial real estate market. A wave of upcoming refinancing of loans at much higher interest rates is coming at a time when vacancy rates in offices are above the pre-pandemic level. Now, you add to that the recent stress in regional banks, and most of these smaller banks, 70% in fact, carried most of the commercial loans. What's that going to mean? Well, not good. So I just would recommend you be careful around there. So which one do I like more? I think the bear case is the more likely of the two at this point, but admittedly, that's my experience. I've been through three of these periods that feel like what we're seeing right now, 94, 2000, and 2007. And because of those experiences, I have a hard time believing, one, that the banking crisis is over, and two, that the economy can remain largely unscathed despite these massive rate hikes. To that point, all of my market experience has taught me that when the Fed begins to cut rates after hiking cycles, it's usually the start of the real economic pain because the slowdown has already begun and it can't be reversed. It's like a Titanic. It's real hard to miss that iceberg. But I don't want anyone to confuse this with some get out of the market opinion. My bear case appears to be more likely based on my experience, but there are a lot of factors here that could well mitigate its impact, including the previous years of QE. Remember, the Fed is absorbing a lot of losses in the bond market that in errors past, those were passed on to the private market. Remember Lehman Brothers? And the fact that the U.S. economy was showered with stimulus in an unprecedented way following the pandemic is another one. So to use an analogy, we've never seen the economic pump primed as much as it is with post-pandemic cash, so it's unclear how much that's going to mitigate or avoid what normally would have happened in the past. So while I think the bearish outcome is more likely, I don't think that means the S&P automatically trades to new lows. And until we know if inflation has really peaked, if the banking crisis is contained, or if the Fed pivots, then 3,800 to 4,100 on the S&P, I think remains appropriate. And that's also the underlying logic and my preference for defensive right now. And bottom line, the markets and the economy can emerge from this rate hike campaign, but we'll see. Every ounce of my experience I've had in 3+ decades in this business tells me it's unlikely, and as such, the bear case remains the more likely of the two. Although, again, I don't think that means materially new lows. So just got to keep your eye on that inflation wheel and make sure you're allocated appropriately. And, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. But again, you don't want to blow out of everything right now.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.